Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, we're back with a new episode of More Horror Than Horror, but tonight we're going to try to do a little something different. We're going to be a little bit more informative for you guys this weekend.
Whoa. No way.
We're going to hip you people to something that everybody needs to be purchasing here within the next, say, 15 minutes after listening to this broadcast, because you're definitely going to want to check this out. For anybody of you, anybody out there who has any type of collection, be it movies, books, video games, comic books. There's a website who offers a nice little program that everybody needs to check out. I personally had the pleasure of checking it out for a 4-day review, and that website is collectors.com. That is collectors with a Z.com. And it will give you the ability to be so in-depth with your collection that you will feel like the head explosion scene in the movie Scanners, because you will be overjoyed with the amount of personal information that you can put in about your collection. And since this company is overseas, I was made contact to a gentleman here in the States who has done some on-hand developing with them. His name is Mr. Chris Burnham, and he's going to be joining us tonight to discuss the different levels of awesomeness that collectors.com contains. So, Chris, I'd like to welcome you to the show. It's good to have you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, now, I understand that you're on the comic book side of the program, right?
Yeah, I actually own all of the different programs, though, so I'm tracking literally everything.
Oh, okay, cool.
I spend most of my time doing comics, but I've gone through and inventoried all of my books, all of my movies, DVDs, Blu-rays, even some old VHS tapes. I've got all those cataloged. Currently working on my CD collection now.
Cool.
And I'm getting close to the end on that one. That one's taking a little longer. And comics, I'm probably going to be another 5 years before that's done. I have a big collection of comics, so it's taking a long time to get through all of them.
Right. And that's, you know, before I was introduced to collectors.com, there was a couple when I first got my BlackBerry, I was kind of doing an app search on something that would allow me to go in and kind of make a self-held list of movies that I had compared to the movies that I was looking for. So when I went into a store, I kind of had a basic list on me at all times for stuff that I was looking for. And there was a couple of apps that I got later, you know, just picked up, you know, off of the internet, but it was just kind of sporadic information that was contained, or what was given to me, or what I was allowed to pull up, what I was allowed to, you know, add in, take out. But when I found collectors.com, I started looking at the program on their music, or I'm sorry, on their movies, And just from what I seen on the website was just the tip of the iceberg, because when I actually got to do the review of the program, the four-day trial that they allowed me to look at, I was just extremely blown away by so many different levels. I mean, if you want, I mean, you can make it as simple as you want, or you can make it as complex as you want. And for somebody like me, I would have to say I'm anal retentive when it comes to movies, because I want to put in every amount of information that I possibly can on every movie. And not so much that 50 million people are going to look at it, but it's just something, you know, that I find myself wanting to do, being a fan of the movies and stuff. I want to try to find as much information out about the movies. But for example, like when I was putting in, Deep Red, you know, I was allowed to put in the date that the movie was actually released in the United States, you know, back to the original theatrical release date. And not only can you go in, but you can also put in like the DVD release date for the, you know, whatever format that you're putting on. And not only, and the thing about it is, on the movie aspect of it, you have the ability to put in several formats on the same program. You can do DVDs, you can do Blu-rays, VHS, DVD-Rs, laser discs. So, you know, you're not only limited to one format, you know, just on the movie collector side, which I'm sure that you can do everything on the music side too, LPs, cassettes, CDs.
They have an insane amount of different categories for it. And the cool thing about it is, you notice that in terms of the, like, your DVDs versus your Blu-rays, did you notice they've got the little icons that are the standard icons?
Oh, yes.
So if you look in your list view, you'll see a little Blu-ray symbol next to the disc. So at a glance, you know if it's a DVD, a Blu-ray, or a VHS.
Right. Plus But you can also, I noticed too that, if you really wanted to take a step further, you can even make three or four different lists where you can contain all of your Blu-rays in one section, then you can go back in and make a new list of just,
sure,
of just your DVDs and just a list of your VHS. But I understand what you're talking about, how you can put them all together.
Yeah. Well, you bring up one of the key points that a lot of people like in terms of the flexibility, and this is across all of the different collector's programs. You can group on any field.
Right.
So if you want to group on the format, you can group on the format. If you want to group on your favorite director, you can group on just that director and then have every movie that director has been associated with. It's just infinitely flexible, and it's great because it works the same way with the music collection and also with comics. Everybody has a different way they want to see their data, and sometimes they even want to see it different ways at different times. So
right.
You can even save different sort sets.
And that's one of the things I found out too. Like when I was going in, it was like when I was breaking in a movie, it automatically listed, you know, it brought up everything by George Romero. So it took I think I put in something like 60 Blu-rays, and out of that 60, I think there was four Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. No, there was five Land of the Dead, and it automatically would pull out all the Romero films, or you could go in and pull. You know, anything that was, you could pull it up by year. Anything that was released in a certain amount of year in your collection, it would pull everything out by year, you know. So,
yep.
Yeah, you could go through and totally dissect it like 60 million different ways, which is completely mind-blowing at the time when I was putting it in. It was just so much. I had to stop a couple of times and just shake my head with this huge smile on my face going, this is probably one of the most incredible things I've ever experienced, because I was so happy that I finally had one way to collect everything in one possible place. And then come to find out, not only do I have it on my computer, but you can also download an app to your smartphone from Collectors that will allow you to transfer your collection onto your smartphone. So if you are into a video store or music store, then you can pull up, you know, your entire collection right there in your hand and go through and see what you need or what you don't need. Or maybe if you have doubles of it and you want to sell one, you can go up to the guy and say, hey, I've got an extra copy of this, what are you buying it for? You know.
Sure. Well, did you see the want list? You can also, if you're looking for specific movies that you've always wanted to get your hands on, you know, a special edition or something that's hard to find, you just enter it, and instead of putting it in your collection, you mark it as wanted. And one of the cool little easy toggle switches in the mobile apps is the wanted screen. So it will literally look at your database. Anything flagged wanted will come up on the screen.
Right.
So if you're out shopping or if you're at a swap meet or whatever you're doing, you can easily figure out what it is you want. Comic collectors use this all the time, especially when they go to conventions.
Well, I can imagine.
Or if they go to, go to local shows. But yeah, it would work just as well if you're out looking for old books or a movie that you've been always had, you know, wanted to get your hands on and you can't find it online.
Right.
It's really great, and it makes it much easier to do. So what did you end up picking up one of the mobile apps then?
I picked up the movie because I'm a complete movie nut. The movie app, the application of the computer and the app would probably be the only thing that I'm going to use is just the movie section. But I know my friend Tim, he's a huge movie fan. And I know Todd is movies and comics and music too. So it's not, you know, I mean, there's everybody, you know, listens to music or has been some type of comic books. But I had a question for you. On the comic book, does it allow you to do magazines also, or is it just strictly comic books?
Sure. No, we have lots of magazines. The comic database is a little unique in that it is entirely based on user submissions.
Okay.
So stub data is put in for new issues coming out from Diamond Comic Distributors, which is where most of the comics come from.
Okay.
And we usually get that entered roughly 2 months in advance. Okay. But it's a bare minimum. It's like the series name, issue number, whatever variants might be offered. And they give you a minimal number of credits, which usually end up not being completely accurate.
Right.
And then from there, yesterday was New Comics Day. So one of the things, we've got a group of people that literally, I don't know how they do it, but they have already gotten their books and they've started entering data and submitting it to the online database, you know, by the time I wake up on Wednesday morning.
Right.
And it's insane that there's people that are that fast, and I'm not sure how they're getting their comics so quickly, but they do it, and God bless them, because that everybody that submits good data, it gets reviewed and we add it to the database, and the next person that needs to download that issue can benefit from everything that was entered by the person that submitted it.
Right.
And then if you find mistakes, you can make corrections. You know, you can submit to us and make corrections. Or if somebody didn't put all the data, one of the key things that people want is the cover scan. There are a large number of comic collectors that really, if they get the issue number and the cover scan, they're happy.
Right.
Now there's the people that you might see on the message boards who are very detailed. They want to know all the characters. They want to know every credit. They want all of that information.
Right.
And those are the people that provide the best data. You know, if there's a cover missing, sure, we want it. But it's the little details. And for a movie collector such as yourself, it's going to work the same way. You may find something that's, you know, a lesser-known movie that you own, and it's missing all the details. Like, well, so you download what's there, and then you flesh it out, and then you submit it back, and it gets reviewed, and then the next person that's looking for that movie will benefit from your contribution to the database.
Right, and that's one of the things that I was really, to me, it's almost like finding, you know, it's almost like every time I enter a movie, it's like I build the excitement to find out what type of information is going to pop up on it, because I know, like, when I'm entering movies, I scroll down to the bottom, I've got my trailers, which, you know, it's most of my movies that I've entered so far, I come up with my trailer, I come up with a picture of the original poster, plus you also get some sort of a backdrop that goes into your information log, plus not only that, but you get a full synopsis of the movie right there, and a complete listing of all the characters and actors and actresses who played in the movie, plus, you know, you're getting your full... you're getting your full screen ratios, you're getting your soundtrack feed, you know, so all that information's contained. And like I said, there's actually been a couple of times that I've scanned in a couple of movies to where the information was not there, you know, like subtitles, certain languages weren't in there, so I put those in, you know, just because, like I said, I wanted to put it in as much possible information as I could. Plus, it also allows you your own personal information too, you know.
Personal.
It allows you to say, you know, when you bought it, where did you buy it, how much did you pay for it, how many times have you watched it. Plus, one of the other features that I really enjoy with the program too is I have a lot of other friends who are horror fans and stuff, and from time to time they'll ask me to borrow movies, and I have no problem on letting a lot of my friends borrow my movies, because I know, for one, they're going to take good care of them. Two, you know, I'm going to get something of theirs in return, but you know, like Tim's borrowed up to 12, 13 movies at a time, and I know, you know, there's, you're not going to get those back anytime soon, so they might be gone for like a month, a couple of weeks.
But
this allows you to go in. I mean, I can go in and type down every movie that I give Tim and on what date I gave them to him, and then once he gives them back to me, you know, one or two at a time, then I can go in and cross those movies out, and I know who's got what and where everything's at, and as it comes back in.
You discovered it's got the due date, so when you open the program the next time after Tim's borrowed your movie and you've given him 2 months to return it, suddenly you get a reminder saying, hey, you have overdue loans. Do you want to check them?
Right.
Pops up your list, tells you that Tim's got, you know, 10 of your movies still. And I want to see some integration to, like, email or something, so you can send him a list to remind him that he has all of your movies and give him a complete list of everything he's got.
If he can collect them all these late fees, he can quit his day job.
the loan feature is great. I don't know of any other program for collectibles that has something like that. I mean, it's such a simple thing, but it's great because when you want to loan something to somebody, you don't have to think about it.
Right.
You just put it in there, you don't have to track it somewhere else.
Right. And it's just simply one of those programs that allows you to find something new every time you open it up. Because like I said, I've been in it, you know, plenty of times in the last couple of weeks to actually look at it. And I'm still finding stuff new about it. And like I said, the app, if you download the app onto your phone, which, you know, like the program itself, is completely reasonable. I think it was like $7.99 for the phone app, you know, and was it like $44 for the computer program? You know, I mean, it's you know, for that, I mean, I've spent that in bad movies numerous times, you know, so, you know, just take it, you know, upon yourself to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to buy two horrible horror movies this week, or I'm not going to buy, you know, this. I'm going to go get this program so I can get all my shit lined up, get it all straight, you know, get it all back into order, you know. And it's just phenomenal that all this information is put out there. And like I said, anybody who gets it, or like I said, any portion of it, if you get the movies, or if you get the music, or the comic books, or the books, or even the video games, you know, I don't see how you could not, you know, enjoy everything that the program has to offer.
Yeah. So have you had a chance to try Kinect?
The Kinect for the app?
No, for the website. So you can synchronize your data online. So every product, if you go out to collectorswithaz.com/Kinect, you can see what's available out there. So there's a... For any of the devices they don't have a native app for, they've created a Collectors Kinect, which will allow you to synchronize your data to a website, and then you can look at it on a mobile device. It'll reformat to fit your device screen. And the other thing that's cool about it is if you want to make your collection public, other people can just enter your URL, which is usually your username, and they can see everything you have. So if you want to say, hey, here, somebody says, what movies do you own? They're like, hey, you can look at my entire collection online. All you got to do is open up your favorite web browser, go to this address, and you can see what I have.
Hmm.
And it's a great way to go. And the other thing that's nice about that is there are still people that are looking for... Now, the Mac products are growing and getting better every day, but for a long time there weren't Mac products, any native Mac products for Comic Collector and a few others. And they had Book Collector, Movie Collector, but they were outdated. And they're currently working on getting all of those up to date now. So in the meantime, what they did was they put out Kinect because you can enter your data directly onto the website and get your data that way. So if you happen to be out and about and you want to add something through Kinect, you can do that and then synchronize it when you get home with your desktop version.
Well, I have to check that out. No, I wasn't aware of that one.
Yeah, it's very cool, and I believe it also has a trial. So if you go out to collectorswithaz.com/Kinect, you can see what they have, and there should be a free trial there, and you can take a look. And once you synchronize your data, it's great because you can see everything that you own, and it's easy. It makes it much easier to share with your friends.
Okay, very, very interesting.
So what are you, have you finished entering your movie collection yet, or are you still working on it?
Well, to make a long story short, I am currently in transition of moving from one place to another. I have probably roughly around 1,200 VHS tapes that I have in storage, And I and I probably have about 2,500 DVDs. And my Blu-ray collection is just hovering right around 100 right now. So the only thing, my majority of my DVDs and my VHS are all in storage bins right now. So until I move into my new house, those are still going to be, you know, unavailable to me. So I'm hoping...
You got, what, five?
What?
Entries?
No, actually, right now, I think I'm sitting there like roughly 48 entries. Because, like I said, I'm so anal retentive with the movies that I'm putting in there. I'm going through everything that I can possibly come up with in regards to the Blu-rays that I have available to me now. So, you know, I've only been doing it, you know, with the limited amount of time that I have at night to put in stuff. I think I'm only at like 48 movies. And I've got, you know, a ton of stuff. But, you know, I'm so excited, you know, eventually, you know, I'm going to have to get all those movies back out of my collection. And as I'm getting them out of my collection and putting them back out on display, I'm going to go back in and do those. And that's another thing that I wanted to bring up. By doing so, this program also allows you to purchase a scanner, like a handheld scanner, so where you can actually scan the barcode that will make it a little easier for me to, you know, put those movies, you know, into the database rather than to have to sit there and manually cert, you know, which to me is cool that you can actually go in and manually type it in the movie title and then hit search and it'll pull up everything that's available under that title, you know. But
yes, some of the stuff, like with movies and CDs, I've noticed there's multiple barcodes depending on what you pop in.
Right.
I hadn't realized there were so many different SKUs for the same title.
Right. And that,
as I've been working on my music collection, there's a lot of stuff I bought, and I had no idea it had been reissued with extra tracks.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, how did I miss out on all that stuff?
Right. And that's one of the things, you know, especially in the DVD market, you might get a title like, you know, for example, again, you know, a movie like Deep Red that, you know, you might have had like some smaller label had picked it up earlier, you know, in the DVD run and released it with just the movie. And then, you know, 10 years down the road, another bigger corporation or company picks it up and re-releases it. But this time it's got audio commentaries, bonus tracks, all these extended scenes. And, you know, it's under a different barcode. And you know, but when you pull it up in there, you know, movies, the collectors.com will pull up both versions and will allow you to see which version you have. So if you do have the smaller version, you can enter it under that one, or you can enter it under the one that's, a you know, more information packed, you know.
Correct.
But there, I noticed a lot of times, you know, when I was just, you know, when I was first getting into the program, that I was just clicking on the first one that would pop up, and I was like, well, this isn't the right version because my copy doesn't look the same. But then I'd go back and look, and I was like, oh, well, I, you know, I clicked the one that said, you know, Deep Red 1989, and this one I was wanting Deep Red 2011. You know, it was just a different release date that they had in the system.
So you didn't look at the preview results? Because each time you select something and you get it off the search, you can take a look and preview what covers are attached and what details are there.
Right, yeah.
But the first,
you know, when I first initially started going into it, I didn't realize that it had that feature at the time.
Yeah.
But then I went back. It's
cool too, because let's say you entered it and let's say the disc details are right, but it's got the wrong cover. You can right click on it, do a search, and it'll go out and do an image search on Google and find all the covers that match that query.
Right.
And you can attach a cover from a website that has the better cover.
Right. Or if it doesn't have a cover at all or doesn't come back with any information, it allows you to download one off of your own personal library and you can use that cover. So
absolutely. You can grab something out of the file system, you can grab it from online. It works really wonderful for all that.
And then also too, if the colors are kind of messed up, it'll actually allow you to go in and trim or, you know, do, like, I know it opens up, I think it manually opens up under, I think I opened it up manually under like print or something that was on, no, it was paint.
So it'll it defaults to paint and Windows, and I don't know what the default image editor is on a Mac, but it'll open the default, but you can customize it and set it to something else.
Right, yeah, that's what I went in and customized it with another like art program that I had that would allow me to go in and kind of tweak the colors and brighten stuff up. If it was kind of pixiated and stuff, I could actually
clean
it up, make it darker, you know, round out the edges, you know. So it's just a ton of stuff, and then, and like I said, I told Tim, you know, I've been, you know, the last couple of weeks, I know he's probably getting me tired of hearing me harp about it, though, but, you know, I've got, like I said, I've got the stuff on my phone, and I can go through and pretty much show him everything that I've downloaded so far. And like I said, you know, for as quick as it downloads, you know, I mean, you can scroll anyway up and down and all that stuff, and it's just, you know, it's just an amazing program. And that's, like I said, when I was given the opportunity to review it, and you know, I want to personally thank, you know, everybody that's involved with collectors and anybody out there who, you know, happens to listen to this show, who has taken the time and the effort and the love to put that information into the system. I highly, highly, highly thank you from the bottom of my heart as a collector that you've taken the hard work and done this and allowed me to, you know, build my collection. So
Alan was one of the originators of the program. He did it because he's looking for software to catalog his movie collection, and there just wasn't anything out there. And he decided, you know what, I can program, I'm going to build something. And it started that way, and then suddenly he's realizing he's got something that people like and want and can use, and it's just grown from there. So everybody that works for collectors is a fan. They collect something. And so they understand the mentality behind it. I mean, every group of collectors has a slightly different mindset for what they're looking at.
Completely.
And so it's interesting because a comic collector doesn't necessarily look for the same things or think the same way as a movie collector or a music collector.
Right.
And then, I don't even want to get into the book collectors. Those guys are a whole different group.
But like I was telling Tim, you know, like he's a music nut. I mean, he could probably rattle off, you know, more obscure bands, you know, in a 5-minute time frame than most people could probably listen to or read about in a you know, 10-year period. But I was telling him that, like, not only can you do cassettes and CDs, but it's like vinyl. Who would have thought that you could catalog, you know, I mean, you know, with the way vinyl is today, you know, is coming back, even like with VHS tapes. You know, to go on and find a collection of vinyl, you know, for people that are putting any type of that information onto the internet, that you could go in and scan a copy of, you know, your favorite record and find stuff that you might not have known about it, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I'm surprised seeing vinyl come back like it is. I was looking at some of the Pink Floyd Experience editions that have just been recently coming out, and they've got vinyl copies of those. Kind of insane.
Yeah, you get into the you talk about the anal book collectors, you get into the vinyl boys, they get
Well, I know
I have friends who swear vinyl sounds better than anything digital.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with them.
And that, you know, and that's like the last couple of days I've been in some of the groups and stuff on Facebook of the guys that here they're collecting the VHS tapes and stuff. You know, with the big boxes and the clamshells and the, you know, 16 different boxes. And then, you know, that's what I've don't know how many times I've posted the collector's, you know, link to the Facebook thing. I've been telling those guys, I said, look, if you guys are, like, into VHS tapes, you need this. You know, because I'm talking, you know, they'll post pictures of, like, stacks and stacks of VHS tapes. And I'm like, you guys got to know what you have. You know, so why wouldn't you want to put it all, you know, if you're this, you know, competitive on your collection, you know, why wouldn't you want to put it into, you know, a program like collectors?
Well, there's an even more practical reason for wanting to catalog it.
Right.
I mean, a lot of that stuff is worth money. Don't you want to insure it?
Right, yeah,
You've got to have a good list of what you own, or the insurance company. You can't just go to the insurance company and say, I have 250, you know, VHS tapes, and they're worth, you know, $10,000.
Right.
They're not going to listen to you. They need a list. They need to go off of the list. And collectors' lists have been accepted as, you know, for insurable collection purposes.
Right. And I've
used mine for that reason.
Yeah, and that's like I was going to say, I've actually talked to my insurance agent also, and I asked him about it, and he said, yeah, just once you get it complete, Or if you get portions of it complete, just print off what you've got, bring it in, and we can put it in your file. So if anything does happen, then we can, you know, we can refer back to what you've given us. So
yeah, absolutely. And the, well, the nice thing too is if you happen to do connect and you're synchronizing on a regular basis, let's assume disaster strikes or a fire happens and you lose your computer. Well, if you synchronized online, you have a more recent up-to-date copy. And I don't know this for a fact, but I think you could probably say, hey, you know, the copy I gave you is out of date. However, before the fire hit, I synchronized to my online account, and everything I owned as of the time the fire happened is online.
Right. Yeah, there's just so many great possibilities that, you know, that a person could find. And like I said, you can use it, you know, as shallow as you want, or you can get as in-depth with it as you want. It's all up to you how far you want to take it, how much time you want to spend entering stuff. You know, or if you put it in one way and a year from now you go back and you're like, you know what, I want to take some time and go back in and redo. You can go back in and re-edit all of your information. If you want to simplify things, you can simplify it. If you want to make it more radical and more in-depth, you can do that too, you know. It's completely user-friendly. I mean, there's never been, you know, like I said, anything more professional that I've ran across. And like I said, I'm glad that I found this as quickly as I did, because I would have hated to put all that information and wasted time into a program and then find this and go, wow, this is, you know, completely where I should have been 10 years from now. Why didn't I find this 10 years ago?
Right. Well, so have you had a chance yet to discover, like, all the different lists that are buried in there? Like, so if you want to go in and look at the director's list, you can see everybody that's on there. One of the things that drives some people crazy, but it's also kind of a fun thing, is that there's not any necessarily right way to enter a name, so you could see variations on different names being entered. Somebody might put a Robert under Bob, or they might have them listed under Robert.
Right.
And you can go through after you've got everything in and literally start looking at merging everything. So if you've got multiple entries, like I'm looking at my movie database right now, and I have three different entries from my Jackass movies for Wee Man. And so I don't need three of them. I just need one for Wee Man.
Right.
So I can quickly select all three of them, right-click, select which one I want to merge on, and merge on it.
Right.
So for the people that are really into the details, this is the perfect program for that, because a lot of the programs that are out there, there's some perfectly acceptable programs that will work fine if all you want to do is get a list together. But if you want to get in and start, you know, really getting down to the details, you just don't have the flexibility with anything but collectors.
Right. And that's what I found out. You know, it's just, you know, like when I was telling Tim the first time when I first popped it up and opened it, I was so focused on one screen that I didn't bother to look up at the top of the screen and notice the other six tabs that I hadn't even opened yet. And each one of those that I opened up just completely was another doorway into an area of the program that you're just sitting there shaking your head. And it's like, how much more information could I possibly be able to put in on a movie? And the funny thing is it's all right there. I mean, if you click it and you want to put on, you know, that section of that information, you can do it. There's nothing stopping you from doing it. You know, and,
right.
and you might shake your head saying, really, is this, you know, meant to be put on, you know, like in about a movie? But it's out there. Somebody's put it out there. So obviously it must be important information. And that was one of the things that I really got a kick out of, especially like when it was going in and asking me to when I was noticing that certain movies that I were pulling up was pulling up everything like on Amazon. But I was getting Amazon UK. I was getting Amazon Germany,
yeah.
I was getting Amazon Italy, I was
Canada,
getting
yeah France, I mean all of that, yeah,
you know. And the funny thing is you know, when you click on like say Amazon Canada, you know, you're not getting just the main page of Amazon Canada. It's taking you directly to that movie that you can purchase from Amazon Canada, you know. So it's automatically, you're not typing anything in. You know, once you get to Amazon Canada, you're not typing in Night of the Living Dead. It automatically takes you to the Night of the Living Dead page, and from there you can go and, you know, it's all right there, already done for you. And what the other website that I found that I didn't even know existed, I think it was like the moviedq.com or something like that, that had all of the crazy backgrounds and the poster art and stuff that was pretty interesting that I got a big kick out of.
Oh, so you're talking about from the link section, right?
Yeah. That somebody
the moviedb.org?
Yeah, that's it.
They were just looking up. I actually didn't know about that. I didn't notice it. Oh, wow, you're right. That's great.
But that's when you scan in a movie, 99.9% of the time the backdrop that goes into that movie section comes from that website. So, and the thing about it is, I think the majority of all the ones I've seen have given you like two different forms of art, you know. So if you don't like the picture that it's got, if you go to that website and scroll down to the bottom of the screen, it usually gives you like a second alternative background that you can use for your movie, which I thought was pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, people, make on your website, you might want to add some links and let people see some screenshots and stuff. They're all over every product page on Collectors. But yeah, like I'm looking at, I pulled up Bridesmaids because I happened to buy a copy of it over Christmas. And you can see one of the publicity images as a backdrop, which is behind all the text. You've got the cover front and back. You've got a link to IMDb. Plus, it now, this is an advance in the last couple of versions. It'll integrate what the current IMDb rating is.
Right.
So it'll pull that in. It pulls in, if it's a DVD, it'll pull in the region. It'll give you the actor's name, the character they play. You had mentioned early in the program, you were talking about the trailers. So I'm looking here, and I've got two different trailers linked in, and I can watch those right here in Movie Collector.
Right. Because I know,
yep, and then like you know, the backdrop, the posters, all that's there.
Right. I think I put in a Godzilla movie, and it pulled up the original Japanese trailer. Plus, it also allowed me to enter it. It automatically gave me the Japanese trailer for the Godzilla film that I put in. I think it was for Destroy All Monsters. It gave me the Japanese trailer with all the Japanese language. But then I went in and found an American trailer for Destroy All Monsters, and I put it in manually. So when I went to the bottom of the screen, I had the choice of either watching the original Japanese version or the Americanized version. And then I was also able to do that with poster art. So I took the original Japanese poster and the original American poster and just put them side by side. Plus I linked it, I believe it was to... I put the link to the official Godzilla website on there too, that would allow.
Yeah, the links are great because you can. It's not as useful so much. Like when I was originally starting, when I'd buy something on eBay, I would put a link to the eBay auction into the record. But the problem is that I was a little short-sighted because I didn't realize that those are gone after 6 months.
Right.
So I've got a bunch of links that are worthless. But like you said, I mean, I'm looking here now and. If I want to go out and find a different trailer that I liked better, or if I want to find if it's a Japanese movie and I want to find a U.S. version, you can just manually add it if it's not there. And you can even go in and submit it back. If you happen to download the file somewhere, you can grab it off your local file system. There's a section for online and there's a section for local. You can put in your own personal rating on it. You can do any number of things. It's really great in terms of being able to... go in here and manipulate it. If you want to put personal notes, so like in your case, you've got a bunch of Romero movies. Well, you probably got a couple of those signed by George Romero. You can put in under your notes section, which is unique to you, signed by George Romero, you know, date, location, whatever.
Right. Go
ahead.
I've actually done that with a couple of the Blu-rays because I noticed that anymore, a lot of the Blu-rays are coming out with like a... DVD plus Blu-ray plus digital copy. So when I put in a Blu-ray, I'll automatically go in, or it'll say feature, or it'll say edition, and I'll put in, you know, Blu-ray plus DVD plus digital copy. So I know when I pull up that main page again, I scroll down to the bottom, and it'll tell me the edition, and it'll automatically print it out there and tell me what's located on that disc. So I automatically know that, hey, I've got that. I've got it on Blu-ray, but it also has the DVD and a digital copy, so I know now I'm not going to have to go back and enter that when I put in my DVDs the second time. So,
right.
But like it's just. I mean, you know, you can sit here and talk for hours and come back next week and you found out 50,000 more different things to discuss for an hour. You know, and it's just endless. You know, it's just so much fun. And like I said, it seems overwhelming at the time. You know, probably listening to it, you're like, I've got 2,000 movies in my collection. I'm never going to have enough time, you know, to do that. But how many times do you sit and just watch a movie that you've watched 15 times already when you could be sitting there working on your collection, you know? And to see, you know, and I don't know about anybody else, but I kind of get giddy when I pop open my phone and I hit, you know, transfer, and I'm transferring all the stuff from the computer program onto my phone program, and I can watch it all download, and the next thing I know, I've got like 100 and some copies of my movies right there. You know, it makes me smile. Of course, I'm a movie geek, so, you know, I find enjoyment out of stuff like that. But it's just, it's kind of, it's really cool. It's exciting, you know, and I'm sure, you know, you get the same way out of, you know, if you got a big lot of comic books from somebody for like $15 and, you know, you went in and you seen it all add to your collection. You know, I'd love to see my collection getting bigger, you know.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating because I realize how much room it's taking up. So did you buy a new house because your collection is outgrowing your old one?
Right. No, actually, it was, actually, I had to.
Thought about it.
Right. Well, actually, well, my collection consumed my first apartment. And
I ran into that too.
And so rather than the madness of having to move it a second time, I just put a lot of it in storage because a lot, like I said, a lot of it was VHS stuff, you know, and I love my VHS tapes, but I'm like, I've got majority of it on DVD, and the DVDs are smaller and they weigh hell of a lot less than a box full of VHS tapes. So I just put the VHS tapes, you know, in storage. And like I said, when I got married and I moved from my apartment into the house that we're in now, it was just so much easier just to move my, you know, my DVDs that I had, and I didn't want to get them all unpacked because I knew we wasn't going to be there that long. So when the opportunity came around for us to get the house, I was like, well, if I get a house, I want a house with a finished basement, so everything that I've ever put into storage can come back out and it's going to stay there because I don't plan on moving again. So like I said, when I found collectors, I was like, this is awesome. It's a great time to find it because now I'm actually going to be able to pull all my stuff out of, you know, storage.
Until you run out of room again.
And, you know, well, I'll just build an addition onto the house. I'm not going to move again. So I'll just dig deeper into the basement that I own and just put a sub-basement in. So
yeah, that's kind of the way it goes. I think I've already outgrown my house already, but I'll probably move one more time. And then instead of adding to the house or modifying it, I'll just start selling stuff because it's gotten, if I have to start moving on a regular basis because my collection's outgrown everything else.
Right. But see, the bad thing with me is I don't think I could sell anything in my collection because, you know, for one, it's, you know, I mean, granted, there's not a lot, but, you know, there's certain titles that I've actually had to search, you know, quite a while to find, you know, and it's almost like finding that hidden treasure, you know, how it is, you search and search and you search, and you go into that one pawn shop that one Saturday afternoon and you go around the one corner and boom, there it is, you know. So it makes all that searching, you know, worthwhile. Plus, you know, a lot of the movies that I have in my collection, not so much now anymore, but we have the show because I get to review a lot of stuff. But, you know, just a lot of those movies I remember seeing, you know, released for the first time, you know, when I was a young kid. So actually, you know, getting rid of them would be kind of getting rid of a part of my childhood, you know, and I can put in a movie, say, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I can tell you probably what I was probably doing or how old I was when I first seen it, you know. So it's just one of those things where you can just put it in for an hour and a half and get lost and don't have to deal with reality or anything. And like I said, it just being able to put all that stuff into your collection, you know, it helps you, you know, maybe you can go back for 10 or 15 minutes and think about that again while you're putting it in. You just put it back on the shelf and go back to the next movie and just keep going on down the line. But I'm looking forward to finally the one day that I enter, you know, the final movie in and finally get it all under wraps. I can sit back with a bottle of champagne, pop the cork, and celebrate. But I know that'll probably never happen. I hope it never happens. So
yeah, you're always going to be growing.
You'll always be adding one more movie or one more comic book or one more CD.
Yeah.
So.
What do you guys plan? Are you guys planning on branching out anything else?
I don't know of anything right now. The a lot of the focus at the moment is, and Alwyn sends out a monthly newsletter, but Mac is a huge focus at the moment. And I know one of the other things that they're working on that everybody wants. So the Android and the iPhone and the iPad apps are a huge hit. The only thing is you can only synchronize from your local copy to the device. People want to be able to add stuff on the device and then synchronize it back.
Right.
So they're working on two-way sync. That's a huge request from everybody that owns the apps. And it's something they've heard and they definitely want to address it. I don't know what the longer term plans are, but if you go to the site and you can sign up for the newsletter, the other thing you can do, you can follow collectors on Facebook, you can follow them on Twitter. So they're everywhere, and they do a pretty good job of keeping, you know, the fans up to date. And you know, like I said, I still use email for most of my stuff, and it's nice to have that email come in, and then I can read it, and then I don't have to go searching for it on Twitter or Facebook. But it works however you want it to work.
Yeah, and the support too is also, you know, top notch. I mean, if you have any problems with anything, it's not like you won't ever get a response from anybody. I mean, they're pretty quick on the replies for problems and stuff like that. But like I said, I haven't had any major problems. Other than a few dumb questions that I asked about, you know, how do I use this, or, you know, what does this do, or how does this pertain to the, you know, stuff that I'm putting on. But yeah, like, you know, when you go to transfer stuff from your computer to your iPhone or your, you know, smartphone or Android, it's, you know, it's simply, you know, it's a two-step process. Basically, you click on your phone, you go over and you search for your item that you're wanting to download, and you click another button, and like within, you know, less than a minute, boom, you're done, you know, and everything's there, and it gives you just as much information on your phone or your iPad than you have on your computer. So I usually do it
every couple of weeks. I'll update and I'll do the differential, but you can do a full sync. Full syncs tend to, if you've got a big collection, they'll take a while, but if you're just synchronizing the changes since the last time you synced, you're right, it'll take about a minute to do. And the best way to do it is over wireless, but one of the things that came up early on, there were actually people out there who don't have a wireless connection at home.
Right.
Which is hard to believe sometimes, but they came up with a solution so that from within the desktop program, you can export it to a file and then import it to your device.
Right.
So then you don't have to worry about the wireless connection piece. So it works out pretty nicely.
I think, and you know, and like I said, you know, and like I said, the selling price, you know, I was all willing to spend, you know, before I realized how much it was. I was saying, you know, $100, you know, would be feasible for asking, you know, price for you know, the program of what it does. But what was, like I said earlier in the show, it was like what, $44, I think, or $44 for the program itself, and granted. You know, you don't buy one program and you get everything. If you want the movie collectors, you can buy just that. Or if you want, you know, the music and the movies collectors, you can buy them separately. So it gives you, you know, you can pick and choose, you know, kind of like an a la carte type of thing. But even, you know, like with me, I think, you know, it was $44 for the movie collectors. I think it was like $7.99 for the movie collector app. And then I think it was like another $3 or $4 for the scanner that goes on my phone that allows me to scan barcodes. You know,
they've got bundle deals as well, so you can
usually pick up
like the scanner and the desktop version and go that route.
Right.
And one thing I do want to give a tip to people when they visit collectorswithaz.com is that notice that there's going to be a standard edition and a pro edition. Now the standard's about $20 less. But you want to make sure you click the little link below the price for each one. It says standard or pro, compare here. Because you want to make sure you know what you're getting before you pay the money and then realize you can't do something you were counting on doing. For instance, if you want to synchronize with your device, you have to have the pro edition.
Right.
You can't buy the standard. And we don't see it a lot because it's pretty clear on the website, but we'll see people come to the forums every once in a while wondering, well, why can't I synchronize? I can't find a way to synchronize to my device. And then we find out, oh, I bought the standard edition and didn't know I couldn't do it. So they'll usually, you know, depending on what the person wants to do, they'll work out, you know, paying the difference, get the pro, or on a rare occasion, somebody will get their money back.
Right.
And I've seen that happen. If you're not happy with it, and after the free trial, and you decide, you know what, this isn't for me, they will refund your money. You just have to contact support and let them know you'd like your money back.
Right. Yeah, like I said, it's a very user-friendly support staff. It's a very user friendly program. I don't see anybody having a problem using it. I mean, if you're smart enough to work your DVD player, you know, you should be able to work this program. And like I said, you're not going to understand. I mean, there's still stuff on it that I don't understand. But like I said, I don't expect to learn it in one day, and I don't want to learn it in one day because I don't want to, you know, have it just become another icon on my desktop. You know, this is something that I want to understand. This is something that I want to discover over time because I get enjoyment out of it, you know. And,
right.
You know, there's going to be stuff that, you know, I overlooked the first time, and I'm, you know, smacking myself in the head going, how did you overlook that? And I'll probably have to go back in, you know, in the next 2 or 3 weeks and add that stuff back into each one of the movies that I didn't add before, and I'm going to drive myself crazy, and I'm just going to say, screw it, I'm not going to touch this program anymore, I'm tired of it. But I know I'm just, you know, blowing smoke up my own ass, and I'll be back there, you know, within a couple of days, pounding on keys again, putting in all that information that I thought, you know, nobody else cared about but me, so.
Right. So have you discovered the box set feature yet?
The what?
I imagine you probably got some box sets. You can do box sets.
My box sets are segregated. I haven't got into them, but okay. I do. I have about 40 or 50 of them, and I seen something where it breaks it down into discs.
Breaks
it down into individual discs, and it also gives you like episode information.
Absolutely.
There was one thing I was kind of curious. The first when I read about it, the first thing I thought of was the Twilight Zone. Now, does it go through? Now, say, like, if I enter Season 2, Disc 1, will it go down and say if the first disc has 4 episodes, will it go down and break down each individual episode as in...
If the data is there, yeah. I like, for instance, I'm having to be... I just popped open Season 1 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I'm looking at Disc 1 right now, and it has 12 episodes on Disc 1. It gives me the title of the episode, the plot, the running time, and what is this called? The first air date. So it tells me all of this detail.
Okay.
And if you want to store it on, like, if you have a storage device, if you want to add a digital storage device, if you have, like, a Media Center edition, you can indicate, there's a freeform field that lets you add a device. So you can know, oh, okay, I copied all this to my hard drive so I can watch it whenever I want.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of, like I said, I kind of touched on it, but I knew I didn't really have any of my box sets available to me at the time, and that was something that, I didn't want to open that Pandora's box, you know, because I knew I was going to get in there and start rummaging around, and I'd be all tempted about grabbing, you know, some type of a box set just so I could see what type of information it would pull up. So I figured, well, I'll just come back to that later when I get the regular basic edition stuff figured out. Then I can, you know, be well advised and educated as to what my box set stuff needed to do. So
it's one of those things I figured the fans would like to know about, just because I imagine that you probably got a lot of hardcore fans, and they probably have some really great special editions or box sets, and the question on their mind's probably like, well, can it handle these things? And it can handle just about anything you can throw at it.
Right. I've got stuff from the European market, you know, stuff that was like Region 2 and Region 3 stuff that, you know,
it handles all like a champ.
Right, you know, and like the domestic version, you'll get one disc and a trailer, but in the Region 2 version, you'll get a poster, you'll get a booklet, you'll get, you know, a disc of trailers, you'll get a sticker, you'll get a and it allows you to put all that in. And plus, like, for the extra section, so if you get a poster and you get a sticker and say you get a piece of bubble gum, but it also gives you a shoestring, but the shoestring's not listed on that, on the special, you know, bonus, you know, deal.
Features.
You can actually go down and manually type in shoestring and hit enter, and it'll actually add it to the list. So
And then if you get a shoestring later on, you can add it again.
Right. And it actually,
and that, suddenly now that's a value you can search on.
Right. And that was one of the things I thought was really cool, because I got to it and I was like, well, it says poster and it says sticker, but I got a flashlight with that. And I got to thinking, I was like, well, it doesn't know that there was a flashlight with that edition. And I said, well, what's it? And I found out that I could type in flashlight. And when I went and entered it in there and I went back and looked at it, it showed under special features, it said, you know, given flashlight. So I thought that, you know, was really cool. And like I said, that just goes to prove the in-depth amount of information that you can put in it, you know, if you want to. I mean, you don't have to, and it's not going to not accept it if you don't put it in there.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff is already there. I mean, most of this stuff gets, there's a few things, fields that won't get downloaded, but for the most part, it's already there. So, like, the box set data is going to be there. Let me see here. Like, for instance, I'm looking, there's a series field in addition to the title. So, if you've got all of the seasons of Walking Dead, you can make a group called Walking Dead and catalog everything under that. So again, you can quickly group things together. You can see all the seasons you own of a specific series like that. Or if it's a movie series, because, God, I mean, Friday the 13th, I mean, how many movies are we on now? Seven or eight?
Right.
There's you catalog in Friday the 13th, and right. then you quickly toggle over to that. You can see all the movies you have for Friday the 13th.
Cool. All right, well, Chris, fortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up. I would like to have you back on sometime in the future, because I really want to get in and play around with the program some more and some discover some new stuff.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, I definitely want to help collectors.com spread the word. I definitely want to get more people involved with this. I think it's something that everybody needs to have. You know, if I was wealthy enough to buy a copy for everybody, you know, of all of our listeners, I surely would, because like I said, I'm a firm believer that everybody needs this, whether your collection is 30 movies or 300 movies or 3,000 movies. I think it's something that everybody will enjoy. And, you know, like I said, the collecting community is out there, because obviously there's enough, you know, stuff going on to where this stuff is being created on a daily basis for us. So, like, again, it's collectors.com with a Z, and check them out. As soon as we end, go to their website, check them out. Like I said, if you have any questions, just email them. They're super friendly people. They're quick on the response. Or you can
stop by. We have a community forum too, people like me and other users will go out and we answer questions. It's not the official support forum, but the support people do frequent it. It's mostly users helping other users. You know, where you're saying, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to solve this particular, you know, specific thing I want to do with the software, and people throw around ideas and come up with some really cool stuff on a regular basis.
Or you know, you can go to Collectors on Facebook, you know, just go search under collectors.com and ask a question on, you know, go and like the page and ask some questions and kind of feel around and check it out, you know, because I definitely know if you buy it, you're not going to be disappointed. And, you know, for the price that either the iPhone app, you know, or you spend on the computer program itself, is definitely worth its weight in gold. And like I said, if you want to give up purchasing two movies or two CDs or, you know, your weekly stack of comic books to get this, and you want to push everything off for another week, you will not be disappointed. So check them out. If anybody has any other questions or about it, you can give me a you know, ring on Facebook or send me an email at morehorrorthanhorror@gmail.com, and we'll definitely keep spreading the word at Collectors on this show. So Chris, again, I appreciate all of your steadiness with the emails going back and forth about trying to schedule a time for you being on the show. I know scheduling's been hectic.
No problem.
And it's been great having you on. I appreciate you taking the time of a busy day to sit and talk with us and helping us explore the great world of collectors.com. And we will definitely get you back on the show and have you talking to us again, okay?
Well, sounds great. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye.